Welcome to the We Know Running Podcast. Today, we are covering our top tips for beginner runners. We're going over 8 tips that Coach Tom and I wish someone had told us when we started running. These range from your mindset and attitude towards running, how you should go about progressing, how to deal with imposter syndrome, the most important piece of gear that you need, the importance of proper fueling, and the value of social running. This is a great episode with some real nuggets of wisdom. So let's get to it. All right, welcome back to another episode of the We Know Running Podcast, the podcast where runners of all levels come to get better at running while they run. I am joined by Coach Tom. How are you doing?
Unreal, can't complain at it. No one listens to me anyway.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We've got a cool podcast today. We're talking about the 8 tips that we would give to all beginner runners. This is something I wish when I started running that I had something I could put in my ears and just listen to these tips. Even when we were talking about going to run, man, these are such good point. Coach Tom, tell us when you started running, what were some of the biggest things that you stuffed up?
Biggest thing I stuffed up was just going out every run and running as hard as possible. Like I'd just go out for this, there'd be 7K route and I'd just go out as quick as I could, sprint it, and then 2 days later do the exact same thing. And then eventually just I stopped running because I hated it.
It's so funny because so many people I talk to and I see do the exact same thing where running is just this very monotone thing for them where it's just, okay, if I'm going to go run, I'm running 5 kilometers and I've got one pace and that's the only type of running that I'm doing. And then eventually they just go, this is so boring. I hate this. And you go, no, there's so much more to it. You just got to think about it a bit more.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And you look at everyone else that runs as well and you just think they're doing the exact same thing, but they're not, are they?
Now let's get into it. 8 tips for all beginner runners. I'm excited to share these because I wish someone had told me these 8 things. Number 1, a mindset to enjoy running. Coach Tom, break down what we mean by that.
You just got to come into it like a can-do attitude. You can't just come into this running world and just be like, oh, this is going to suck. I'm not going to enjoy this at all. Because if you go into something with a negative mindset, you're just going to come finish it and you're just going to be negative about it. But if you come into it thinking, I'm going to go and run and just enjoy it and just enjoy what's around me, find something that you're grateful for, the outcome of it would be just be so much better than just going into it with a negative aspect of it.
Yeah. For anyone that's beginning running, you, as you get on in your career and running and as you start competing and maybe you do longer distances, you'll start to realize that the physical aspect of running is probably 10% of it. And most of running is 90% mental. And I think this is why this is such an important point, because having a good mindset from the beginning is going to set you up for success all throughout your running career, no matter what you endeavor to do with it, whether it's just to run a 5K or if you want to run 100-mile ultras. Getting that mindset piece is so important because so many guys just come out, like Tom said, you come out and you just want to torture yourself. And then you create this environment where running is just, oh man, this sucks. And it's like, no, running is the best. You've just got to take the right attitude into it and go out and you know what, like I'm going to really enjoy this run and it's not about just blowing myself out. I'm going to really enjoy it.
That's where a lot of people strike out as well. They say it out loud. They go, man, this sucks. It's not enjoyable. And as soon as you say that, you're always going to look at the negative, aren't you?
Yeah. So point number one, go in there with the mindset to enjoy running. Yes, I get the opportunity to run. I know I'm going to feel so great after this. How good is this? Leads us really well into this. Point number two is, when you get started, follow the KISS principle. Coach Tom, break down what the KISS principle is.
Yeah, well, the KISS principle is keep it simple, stupid. And that basically means do a run walk program. Even just get out there and just walk. Like you could just say you're going for a run and you get out and you go last for a minute and it's just not going the right way. You can stop and walk and take it. And it's just about keeping it simple. Like you could go out for 10 minutes and that's it. It's about progressively moving forward every day or every 3 days kind of thing. And then just keep stacking those runs on top of each other. And eventually you're going to be able to get to a 5K or 100 miles like yourself, Jordy.
Yeah, exactly right. It's that progressive overload principle, right? You see this so much in running. And you know what? I love David Goggins as much as the next guy, but you see this so much where guys will read the book and they get so amped up and they've never run a 10K. They slap on the shoes and then they go try to run a half marathon and it's just horrible. And then they end up hating running and abandoning it. It's not the best way to go about it. If you're just beginning running, go out there. If you can only run 2Ks, run 1K, enjoy it. And then the next day, go out there, run 1.25Ks, run 1.5 the next day, progressively overload and keep it very simple. Like people get so worked up and they go, oh, I need to do this. Do I need to run it you know, this pace, you know what, just go out there, keep it very simple, enjoy it, and don't put too much pressure on yourself. Like, you don't have to go out and run a half marathon. You don't have to go run a marathon. If you've never run 10K, start with half of what you have run and then just work up and progressively over, and coming back to point one, make sure you're enjoying it while you're doing it.
That's exactly right. It's important to know as well, knowing when you are going to go too far. If you can run 2Ks, but you know that last 500 meters is you busting your guts, you don't want to do that. You want to be able to have the mindset to pull back. You go, no, I'm just going to go to 1.5 kilometers and I'm just going to walk the rest of the 500 meters. So you don't blow yourself up. You don't not able to run or walk the next 4 days kind of thing.
Exactly. And when you get into running, you'll no doubt do a lot of reading, and you'll read so many things about cadence, arm swing, how you should be foot striking, all these little things. Don't get me wrong, they're important, and you'll go through on your journey and you'll get to a point where all of those things become relevant. You've got to assess them with a coach. When you're getting started, keep it simple. Just go out there, put one foot in front of the other. Don't torture yourself. Go out there with the right mindset. Enjoy it. Like Tom's saying, if you can run 2Ks, but the last 500 is really tough, run 1.5Ks and walk. Just make sure you can go out there and then you can get back out there. Don't overthink it. Just enjoy it, but don't torture yourself so you're not going to be able to go out there the next day. I think this brings us on really, really nicely. Point number three. I've had this conversation probably about 5 times this week. I'd love to hear your thoughts, Coach Tom. Just focus on you and don't compare yourself to others.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you never know what someone else is doing. If you're out there running and just doing an easy run, or you're just starting off, say, and you see someone just go flying past you, my mindset first up was like, I'm going to have to catch them and just overtake them again. But like, they could be doing a running interval that's 400 meters long and they're doing maximal effort. So they're running at, I don't know, 3:50 pace kind of thing. And someone that is a beginner runner that tries to do that and overtake them, they're just going to lead into an injury. So as they say, comparison is the thief of joy, isn't it? So comparing yourself to someone else and trying to overtake them can just lead into an injury, and then you just hate running.
Yeah, exactly. I always think, leave your ego at the door. Once you walk out the door to go to training, yeah, leave your ego there. We've all experienced, I was really bad when I started running, doing this, and got really serious where I was getting the distance up, where I knew I had to run slower at a consistent pace because I knew I needed to develop that aerobic system that I didn't have. But then I'd see this guy and he'd whiz past me. And every time, it's one of the road runners. They're wearing Hyperflies. They've got the hat backwards. They've got the tights on. They're probably not wearing a shirt, and they're just whipping past, and your ego will come out and go, I can catch that dude. I can keep up with him. And a lot of times I did, but really you don't realize you're just ruining the point of that session. You're doing particular training sessions to get certain adaptations. So sometimes you have to work really low. And like Tom said, sometimes that's going to require you doing 400 meter interval sessions. But everyone's going to be different. And I think a lot of beginner runners, they go out there, especially if you're just starting, you don't feel so comfortable and you're running a bit slower, you're going to spend a lot of time looking at all these people and you're going to think, oh, these guys are judging me. These guys are looking at me. And it's absolutely not the case. When you get experienced at running, you can go out there, and Coach Tom and I can both attest this. You can go out there and you can pretty much look at everyone around you. You can pick how experienced they are as a runner based on how they run, their technique, their posture, their body language, how they're breathing, how they're swinging the arms, how their feet are striking. You can tell from the gear that they're wearing, how serious they are. You can tell by the way that they're running, what type of session that they're doing and the intensity. But at the end of the day, none of that matters because you're training for you. And to get better as a runner, you need to do the program and the work that you need to do. It doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. Just focus on yourself. And it's the biggest thing that I see with beginner runners. They just focus on everyone else when really they should be focusing on themselves.
Yeah, so you just got to stay in your lane, don't you?
Yeah, stay in your lane figuratively and literally, especially if you're bike paths around as well. But let's go on to that.
Yeah, look both ways.
This is a big one. I've got an interesting story, but this is definitely your field, not mine. I want to tell a story and get your opinion on it, how this completely stuffed me when I started. But number four, shoes that are comfortable.
Yeah, it's a big one, isn't it? It's the number one thing that all beginners should definitely be their first purchase, 100%, before even going out for their first run. Just get a good pair of running shoes. And what's this story?
So when I started running, a part of me, it was egotistical where, like I said, I didn't quite understand all this. I didn't quite understand, you know, go out and just have these easy runs. Like we said, I thought you just had to go out and torture yourself. I thought every run you'd go out and torture yourself. So I thought, if I'm doing that, I've got to get the fastest shoes. And then I got recommended by someone who was not a runner. I'm not bagging Nike or anything, but I got these Nike tempos. I think they stopped making them, to be fair. But it was a really thin shoe, and I have super fat feet. Like, I have the fattest hobbit feet. I've got a super weird gait that I've worked on over the years, and it works for me now. I've done all the strength conditioning and worked with numerous coaches. It works for me now. I can run really far with it. But at the start, it was just, everything was going wrong, and that was probably the worst shoe I could possibly have. But because this person said, hey, go get this shoe, I thought, yeah, awesome. And then I did the other thing that most other people do wrong, is that I read Goggins' book and thought, you know what, I can run a marathon. I'd never done one. And then I absolutely torched myself and went out and ran this in these shoes that were literally squashing my feet. I thought this pain that I was getting at the bottom of my feet, in the ball of my feet, was plastic spring in the Nike shoe. And that's what everyone talks about, why they make you so fast. I remember saying to someone, do you get that driving pain in the bottom of your feet when you're running? They're like, what are you talking about? I go, yeah, I can't feel my toes for like 2-3 days after I run, but that's normal, right? That's like you're running on these springs or something in the shoe. And they're like, mate, what are you talking about? Turns out what I was really doing was shoving a fat hobbit foot in these little Nike tempos, squashing the nerve, and I was cutting off the blood circulation. So that pointy feeling was just me losing feeling in there. And that's why I just destroyed my feet running this marathon. And it pretty much put me back 6 to 9 months, all because I made a terrible, terrible decision with my shoe choice.
Yeah. And like, obviously your relationship with running then just went literally downhill, and you didn't want to do it at all, did you?
Yeah, exactly right. And it wasn't until I went and spoke to someone who knew what they were talking about, and they put me in a wider shoe. They got a neutral heel drop, which we'll talk about in later episodes, which suited my foot so much more. Then I went out there and I didn't get this pain. I went, hey, you know what? This is actually kind of enjoyable. I quite like this. Not every single foot strike needs to be excruciating pain. This is quite good.
Everyone's different. So there's so many people out there that run with the Nike Alpha Flies and all that, tempos, whatever they're called. And so many people recommend them. They're the best shoe, but they're not. They're not the best shoe at all. Like, you need something with cushion, especially as a beginner runner, something that feels comfortable. So you want to be able to go to a running store, see someone, a specialist in running, so they can look at you, determine what foot size you are, how big of a toe box you need, if you've got pain in your knee or your Achilles, depending which one you have pain in, is if you're going to determine to have a higher or lower heel drop. There's just so many different types out there, so many different brands. How could you just limit yourself to just going straight to a Nike shoe? It just blows my mind. But I see all the beginner runners do it. All the beginner runners at the run clubs, I don't know, second run club they come to, and they're just wearing Nike shoes, Alpha Flies.
Yeah, exactly right. So biggest point of advice we could offer here is go to someone who knows what they're talking about when we're talking about shoes. Get their opinion and get a shoe that is suited for your foot. It's going to pay huge dividends. Later on, you can absolutely get a shoe rotation. I'm looking outside my place now. I've got 12 shoes outside. I've got shoes for tempo sessions, interval sessions. I've got shoes for long runs on the road, long runs on the trails. You can have all different types of shoes, but just start with one that fits well for your foot, because like Tom said, it's going to make you enjoy it. So this next one is a really, really underappreciated point, I think, and something that is so, so, so important when you're starting out. And that is point number 5, plan your routes and mix them up.
Yeah, you don't want to be going in the same Monday run every Monday, because it's just going to be monotonous and you're just going to hate it. You're going to be at this certain tree and you know you've still got 4 kilometers to go and you're just hating life. So I think mixing it up and just going in a different direction every time, it's just going to make it much more enjoyable for you, and also running on different terrains.
Yeah, I think this is a really important one, especially for 2 reasons. I think when you're planning your route mentally, it's really important to know where you're at, like to know, okay, I've got 2.5 Ks to go, because it helps you pace. And there's a whole psychological technique you can use called frame posting, which helps you pace your race. We'll talk about that much later. But understanding where you're going takes a lot of the decision-making out of running, which is very, very important to get out the door and doing it. And then when you're out there, it can take a lot of the mental stress off of where am I going. So change your routes up, but make sure you know where you're going. And then like Tom said, mixing up those routes at some point. I get the end of a run prep where I've been doing a 12-week prep into a race, and I can't bear the thought of running these same 20K, 30K routes again and seeing the same tree, same house. Like, oh God, I just got to go do something different. And one of the techniques we use when we're all running together is we mix up going out to the bush and going on the fire trails. And then we'll do some sessions where we run around the river, around the city. Then we'll go out somewhere else. Or maybe we'll even go out and do a run up north. So we're mixing it up so we can kind of get away from that monotony. But so, so, so important. Plan your route so you know where you're going. And then after a while, make sure you've got a few up your sleeve so you can mix it up and keep it exciting.
100%.
So next one, this is one that's very, very close to my heart, and that's nutrition. What are the biggest nutrition mistakes you made, Coach Tom, when you started out running?
Not eating at all. it's probably the biggest thing. I still definitely go out on an empty stomach. So I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Obviously, nutrition is very, very close to my heart. We work with thousands of runners, and this is always the same story, right? We kind of put the focus onto running, which you should. Like, if you want to become a better runner, you should absolutely run. But nutrition is so, so, so important. And especially as you get on and get in the longer distances, once you get past the half marathon, you're going into the marathon, maybe you go exploring some ultra stuff. But if you're listening to this and you're like a track athlete, it doesn't matter. Any person who gets up every day, every morning, and you train and you stick to a training schedule, you're just going out and running, you need to fuel your body properly. I think this is so important. And a lot of beginner runners go, you know what? I'm going to put all my focus on just the running and forget about nutrition. I'm okay. Like, yes, you need to focus on the running, but you need to fuel your body properly. It's a new stress you're putting on your body. It's a lot of stress going through your muscles and joints. You're going to be burning more energy. You're going to be sweating. You need to hydrate properly. So making sure that you got your nutrition, getting the good amount of calories in, make sure you're fueling your training beforehand. Make sure you're going in there afterwards, going into the training session, hydrated, making sure that afterward, you're putting all the fluid and electrolyte back in, getting a good meal to get all those nutrients back in your body. So, so, so important, because ultimately that's what's going to allow your body to heal and make sure that you can come back the next day and get those runs in.
Yeah, some good advice there. I just got my notepad out.
Yeah, we're still working on Coach Tom's race strategy, and there'll be plenty more episodes where we talk about why some people can get away with nutrition and others can't. I'm definitely one of those runners. Maybe it's a bias, but I definitely don't think it is. It's mostly physiology where I can't. I absolutely need to be so dialed in with my hydration and nutrition, especially to get these longer runs in. But I think everyone, from as soon as you lace up your shoes, from when you start running, you need to be taking that seriously. But this next point, out of these eight, this is probably my favorite, if I'm being honest. And this is the one that will probably shock people the most, especially new runners. 7, it's okay to walk.
Yeah, 100%. As we were saying before, with the mindset, like, it's okay to run and walk, you know, and that's the best method to start with. But running is just about getting out there, being outside, moving your body, enjoying what's around. So when you're running, like, it's okay just to stop and walk. It's literally that simple. And that's probably my biggest point for all the runners that I'm coaching at the moment that are trying to go from couch pretty much to a 3K or a 5K, is I've just got them all on a run walk program. And they're just like, why am I like walking? I want to run. It's just, your body's not adapting. It can't adapt that quickly if you just go out and run 5Ks because of all the stresses that running puts on you.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And it's very, very important as well to understand that just because you're walking doesn't make you any less of a runner. And this is something that when you get into the ultra running scene, like Coach Tom and I do, these really long distance ones, not many people in that community run 100 kilometers and run the whole time. A lot of it is strategically hiking uphill, strategically hiking when you're on the flats. You've got to get very okay with the idea that you're not going to run this whole thing because it's just not smart. And a lot of people you see in races, when guys do try to run the whole race, they'll burn out. And the guys that have a strategic run walk plan usually beat them. But when you're starting out, it does not make you any less of a runner at all whatsoever if you're going out for a 5K and you have to walk 2 or 3K of that. As long as you're getting out, like Tom said, you're trying to get these adaptations in your body. You're trying to get your body used to the stress, the load. It's fine to walk. And like we go back to our other point, focus on you. If you've got to go out and you've got to go for an easy run and you need to walk, that's fine. Doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. Just focus on yourself and know that you're progressively overloading and you will get to where you need to go. It's fine to walk. I think this leads us in nicely though into point number 8. Run clubs are a great way for beginner runners to improve.
100%, I reckon. This one is a big one. Like, I've just come back from a trip overseas and I went to every run club I could possibly go to, and just meeting new people and talking to people, like, it makes the time go so much quicker for starters. Like, if you just talk to someone, your 30 minutes will feel like 10 minutes. And you can just bounce ideas off. You can get knowledge off them. And I just think it's a great way to get out and explore new cities and to also improve your running.
Yeah. And the thing is with run clubs as well, there's people of all levels and experience and shapes and sizes. So more than likely, you're going to go to a run club and you're going to see people and meet people who are at the exact same level as you. And you're going to find out that they have all the same thoughts as you. They feel just as silly walking or whatever as you do. And it's completely normal. All the things that you're experiencing are completely normal. And you're also going to be able to see the more experienced guys and be able to talk to them. And they'll tell you, hey, that's completely normal. Just keep at it and you'll get to this point. And you'll probably see the people, if you're going out for like an easy 5K, guys that just are whipping, you know, sub 17 minute and go, oh my God, that's crazy. I'll never get there. And then you can talk to them and you'll realize they started just where you started and you'll be able to get there as well. I think run clubs are very, 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 very powerful tool as a beginner runner. One, it adds the social aspect to it. Running can be quite lonely, especially when you do what we do and go out in the bush for 24 plus hours. You can be very, very lonely out there. I think when you have the opportunity to run with people and have good conversation with them, I think you should absolutely take it. And I think you meet so many great people in this sport, and run clubs are just such a great way to do that.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to start to go to a run club. That's probably one of the biggest and nervous things about showing up and you don't know anyone. So if you know someone at a run club or you know someone that is doing one, definitely tag along with them because it just makes it so much easier. But go there and enjoy it and then just make some friends, and then you'll be running your first half marathon with them, I guarantee, in no time.
Yeah, I've never met someone who's gone to a run club and didn't have a positive thing to say. Every single person that has gone to a run club has felt that apprehension and that nervousness going to the first one. It's like doing anything. Anything new is going to make you feel nervous, but on the other side of that is going to be some really, really cool things. I could not encourage people, just go to run clubs. And that's coming from me. And if you know me personally, I'm an antisocial runner. I love going out by myself, but I'll still go out of my way to make sure that I can go to run clubs and touch base with people just because I know how beneficial it is to be around those guys. I like being able to talk to the new beginners and say, this is okay. And I love being around guys who are way more experienced than me and seeing where they're at and then having the opportunity to run with them and get some tips from them. So I think that's a really good episode. 8 points for beginner runners. I would have absolutely loved to have all of those points. And you know, Coach Tom and I put these together, but really, I'm sure if you're an experienced runner and you're listening to this, you would agree with most of these. And I'm sure there's a lot of other points you guys have. And if you guys do have other points, by all means, reach out to us and let's have a chat and we can share them. I'd love to get your opinion on this. And if you are a beginner runner out there, I hope this helps you and keep going, because take these points in stride and just know that it does get easier. And this is one of the best sports you'll ever do. Just keep going. Just keep running.
Just keep running, hey? I love that.
That's it. All right, Coach Tom, let's sign out for this one. 8 tips for beginner runners. I'll chat to you next time.
Yeah, sounds good. See you on the next one.
And there it is, another episode of the We Know Running podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to give us a review and share it with your running buddies. If you're looking for more information about training, technique, gear, nutrition, and even free run programs for distances from 3 up to 100 kilometers, then be sure to check out www.weknowrunning.com.au. Thanks for listening in, and we'll see you guys for the next episode of the We Know Running podcast.